Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 10th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2¾ cents at 45.5. December wheat down 14¼ at 558.5. And November beans up 7¼ cents at 1271.5. The wheat was lower here today with news that Egypt had bought 480,000 metric tons of Russian wheat at pretty cheap prices, $260 a ton out here. That's $10 under the stated floor of Russia. So somebody in the Russian ministry had to okay that, which means that they've got more wheat to sell out here and at pretty cheap prices. That helped drag the corn down. But I think the corn is really just trying to wait for the WASDE report on Thursday. Corn traded in a very narrow range, basically 3 cents all day, really didn't do much here. The beans were higher. The export inspections were huge on the beans, 1.643. That was 1 million metric tons more than what they were looking for. And the biggest number I think we've seen since last February on export inspections. So that was a little bit of a boost to the market here, China being the biggest importer of beans this week here. The corn inspections were light, 551, wheat 395, pretty much what they were looking for. But the trade wants to see tonight's crop progress report, see if there's any changes in the condition. I don't think there will be, but most keenly, the harvest will be watched most keenly out here. How far are we completed it? And, you know, we're going to get some rains Wednesday, Thursday, Friday around much of the Midwest. It's going to slow down harvest to some extent, but I don't think we're going to fall below the averages anytime soon out here. Again, Brazil is forecasting a huge bean crop, but they're also, the river system in Brazil is low, and that's making transportation very difficult for barges and ships to move around. So that's going to add to their costs, and that's going to be reflected in the ultimate price at the ports, and that could make us more competitive out here. So that's something we have to keep an eye on. You know, is the drought going to spread to, you know, the growing areas? They've been under a lot of rain. Baroness had too much rain, and the talk of fungus on the crop, on the bean crop there is certainly out there, but a lot of the rest of the crop seems to be pretty dry. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.